Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and an executive education adjunct professor. If you're tired of the same old service-level conversations and lack of knowledge retention from your team development workshops, I've got something very special today. Today, we're going to explore the LEGO Serious Play methodology. We're going to get into this hands-on, mind-on, constructivist approach to learning. You're going to learn more about what the LEGO Serious Play method is and how it can benefit your team for team development and leadership development workshops. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Team building often gets a bad rap. Sometimes when you think of team building, you think of these like awkward trust falls, these cheesy activities, and the activities or games or things that you're doing aren't actually aligned with the learning outcomes and the learning goals of the workshop. What if there was a better way? What if there was a way to have your team be engaged, be able to take a concept, crack it open, think about it, connect their story to the learning concept at hand, share their story with everybody on a level playing field, so that every team member is engaged, whether they're an extrovert, an introvert, whether they need to think to talk or they need to talk to think? This is what the LEGO Serious Play method allows teams to do in a safe learning environment. LEGO Serious Play isn't just about playing with bricks. It's about connecting learning, having a shared experience, and being able to go deeper so that you have a shared understanding of what's being talked about, as well as your team's perspective around the table. And here's the kicker, what I love about LEGO Serious Play, besides the methodology: knowledge retention of the topic at hand has been shown to go up from 20% upwards of 80% when you have a hands-on experiential learning activity within your team development workshop. Imagine being able to take what you've learned and have it stick with you longer as you put it into practice out in the real world. It's a beautiful thing. So let's get into a little bit more about what LEGO Serious Play is, the benefits, and how you can incorporate it. LEGO Serious Play, it is a hands-on methodology that allows participants to take a statement or take a question, and you actually build your answer to that statement or question out of the Lego bricks, the Lego pieces and parts. So you're building a model. Now, most of us might have played with Legos or Lego bricks when we were growing up, and we probably made houses, race cars, landscapes, cities, or things that we could have pictured in our mind, seen in real life, and then brought to life through Legos. Well, when we talk about LEGO Serious Play as part of team and leadership development, what we're taking are intangibles. We're going to ask questions like, what does good leadership look like? Or how can you be a more humble leader? Or how can you overcome stressors that are in your way at work? Or how can you strengthen ownership within your team? These what can we questions allow you to take your thought and take it from your mind, come through your hands, and you construct your answer right there in real time after you've learned a little bit more about that concept. And then you get to share that story with those at your table. So Lego Serious Play is built on the theory of constructivism, this constructivist approach to learning, which is the idea that we learn best when we physically create and reflect on our experiences. And that's what this methodology allows us to do. So instead of passively sitting in a meeting or passively sitting in a learning environment and having a conversation about a topic and we're throwing words back and forth with each other, imagine being able to bring to life those abstract concepts in something tangible and then being able to share your story about what you built and why you built it and what that topic means to you in a way where people can actually see that and it gets brought to life. That's a level up of your typical team and leadership development workshops. So Lego Serious Play actually, without just the topic at hand, it actually taps into a secondary abilities of leaders that helps you build that in real time. So for example, I just led a workshop with a client on the topic of ownership, and we talked about accountability and trust and teamwork in ownership. So that was the central topic. But when we utilized the Lego Serious Play method, what we were able to do is tap into capacities and capabilities like communication, critical and creative thinking, emotional intelligence, problem solving. Because I give you this question, and now you've got to think about it. You've got to bring something to life. You've got to communicate it with others in a way that they can receive. And you're using your hands, and you're using your mind, and you're using your feelings. All of these things are coming together. These are critical skills that you need as a leader. So the depth of what a person is experiencing through a Lego Serious Play workshop is actually multi-leveled. The first level is the topic at hand, but the secondary level are these secondary capacities: communication, emotional intelligence, strategic, critical, and creative thinking. Those are happening as well because of the method. I've seen this happen before. This has come to life where I've led workshops on proactively coping with stressors. I've led workshops on collaboration, ownership, on overcoming toxicity at work. And what is happening is these participants are starting to build and share their models, and they're practicing being able to articulate a complex idea. They're practicing being able to articulate a deep held feeling or belief with their peers in their group at their table. And they're also practicing being able to listen actively and listen empathetically as their colleagues are sharing their story as well. All of these skills are happening as part of the process, but they translate to how you lead and work together in a team at work. It's a synergistic effect of having this methodology. So picture a team building that's occurring, and the team members are building individual models, and they're answering the question, what does great leadership look like here? Now let's do a demonstration for you live. I happen to have brought my Legos with me. Let's put them out on the table and let's bring this to life. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually answer that question. What does great leadership look like here? All right, so that's the question being posed. So I'm going to take a moment here. I'm going to put these bricks together and think about what does great leadership look like here? So as I think about that question, I'm going to bring this to life. Normally, I give my clients about 4 or 5 minutes to build their models, but here, I'm going to do it in a little bit less time as we're moving through. So something very, very simple, a few bricks here. Now here, I'm done. So what I'm going to demonstrate for you here, the question was, what does great leadership look like here? And for me, what I put together was a model. I used a green base plate to talk about the foundation of organizational behavior and that it's multifaceted, right? And to be able to have a foundation that, to me, is green, that represents growth and development. So great leadership starts with a foundation of an idea of being able to continuously grow and develop your team. And here you see I put bricks together. And again, if you're listening right now on Spotify or Apple or some other channel here, head over to our YouTube channel so you can see the live visual demonstration of this, but I'm going to do my best to explain it right now. So the first brick here I put was a team member, And a team member here is sitting on a yellow brick, and they're looking through this these red bricks through this window, and that represents challenges. And then on top of that is another member of a team. And then the next brick I have is this white doorway here with a leader that's facing the other two team members that are kind of stepped down. So to me, great leadership is about being able to look back and help build others up and get them over the obstacles and challenges that they may be facing day in and day out. So this leader is sitting right up top here, and they're sitting on the door of opportunity, if you will, that's wide open to the objective ahead. So this yellow and orange brick represents the outcomes we want to achieve. But great leaders have the ability to be able to bring people along to help them overcome challenges in order to achieve a common shared goal or objective. And you can see, the team members can see this shared goal or objective through the obstacle. They can see this shared goal or objective through the doors of opportunity of what's there. And they've got a leader that's bringing people along together for the ride through whatever leadership abilities that they have, whether that be humility, whether that be adaptability or resilience. Great leadership looks like that. Now, you've got a visual representation of the Lego and a demonstration of the Lego Serious Play method. So as I'm putting this together, I had to think about what greater leadership looks like. I had to think about, well, how do I want to show that? I had to think about all these multifaceted things that occur in an organization of growth foundation, of shared objectives, of challenges, of bringing people along. And I was able to put that together with 10 or 11 bricks to share my story of what great leadership looks like. Now, I could have explained that with just my words. I could have shared a story. But instead, I took time to really think about it. I took time to really absorb that question and what I wanted to say about that question. And then I had to pull it together. So how am I going to explain this, not just with words, but with something tangible people can see? And then as I'm sharing my story, imagine if there was a team here, they could see that brought to life, and they could see how this explanation now takes this physical form. So they're hearing it and they're seeing it along the way. And as you go around your table and you share those concepts, people start to open up. People start to feel safe getting a little bit deeper with what great leadership looks like. So then imagine then if you had a team of 10 or 30 or 40 people going through a workshop, now you've got 10, 30 or 40 models of what great leadership looks like. Maybe the next, if I was facilitating the workshop, the next question I would pose and have people build and create is, use the models that you created to craft a shared vision of how you'll lead together. And so you'll have a whole table of great leadership models that your team then can connect and pick out the best attributes, the best abilities, the best values that are coming up and connect those together so they have a shared sense of what great leadership looks like. So you take the individual, you build it into a shared sense, and away you go. That's a very powerful methodology when you think about bringing teams together to problem solve, to learn leadership, to learn positive team dynamics. So as participants, you know, go through this, this process actually fosters psychological safety. It fosters inclusion. It fosters a deeper understanding among team members because you've got people that are sharing their story. They're creating something with their own hands. I actually led a workshop with a group of non-tenure track STEM professors. I had a participant in that group. We were talking about becoming more powerful at work and building more inclusive teams where people can have a voice and what can you do to leverage your power and proactively cope with stressors was the question. And as I'm going around, I'm facilitating a workshop and the participant was sharing their story with the peers at their table. Tears were streaming down their face. And I asked very quietly and softly, are you okay? And the participant said, I didn't realize this was going to be so emotional. Everything's fine. I now feel seen and I feel heard. Because they had an opportunity to put how they're going to leverage their power and proactively cope with stressors at work. And they were able to put it into a form and share the story. And people were able to relate to that. Tears because they felt seen and heard. That's how powerful this methodology can be. So imagine the difference in your team building or your leadership development workshop where you've got brainstorming, you've got everyone contributing, you've got everybody engaged. The playing field is level. There is no one dominant voice driving that workshop. Everybody's got the opportunity to contribute. and they have and share and connect. And that's the magic of this methodology, and that's where true learning and growth occur. So if you want to move beyond the entire team building activities, if you want to tap into your team's full potential, their full collective intelligence, their full collective thought, connect with me to deliver a Lego Serious Play method style workshop. I've got a few that I deliver on a regular basis on a ton of different topics, but I can also take a customized topic of what it is you want to work on with your team and transform it into something meaningful through this methodology. Lego Serious Play is hands-on, it's mind-on, it's experiential learning that will make learning stick, and it will transform how your team thinks, communicates, and leads together. Are you ready to build something extraordinary for your team? Then reach out. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, download it, and share it with your fellow leaders. Help get the word out so that the knowledge that you've gained here can help everybody lead at their very best at work and in their everyday life. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.